Labor member of the ACT's Legislative Assembly, Dr. Chris Burke, this week wrote in the Canberra Times on the appropriateness of Australia Day. He posed the question, which nation celebrates its national day on the date it was invaded by a foreign power? Not France, the US or China, it's Australia. Dr. Chris Burke argues for a dialogue on our nation's day, a day that is offensive for many Indigenous people. And Dr. Chris Burke joined us on the line this morning. Dr. Burke, welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Good morning, John.
Now, Australia Day commemorates the beginning of colonial rule. Are we different from much of the world in that regard?
Well, I think just about everybody else in the world celebrates the end of colonial rule when they gained independence as their national day. I think we should have a national day, Australia Day. I think we've got a lot to celebrate. As I said in my article, I think we've created the best country in the world, but the 26th of January 1788 isn't a great day to be happy about. I want a day when we can all celebrate, rather than have this sort of dichotomy between some people feeling they want to celebrate, other people in mourning.
Now, I think in 2009, Mick Dodson called on the then Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, to start a discussion about Australia Day, and Mr. Rudd said no. Now, why do you think that was?
Look, I think that's a question you'd have to really ask Mr. Rudd. At the time, perhaps he hadn't had time to think about it. It wasn't something he'd thought of himself. It just seemed to be, to me, a knee-jerk response. But I don't know. You'd have to really ask him.
Have you had much of a conversation on this subject matter with colleagues within the party?
This is a subject that I converse with people regularly, usually around this time of year, and I've been doing so for years. I think in the conversations that I've had over the last couple of days after I put the article out, the tenor of the discussion has been around people who don't really think Australia was invaded, or alternatively think that, yes, we should do something. Not many people are really hung up about the 26th of January and have come to me saying, well, look, I think it should be the 26th of January. The only person who's come out in favour in the discussions that I've had on social media and Twitter has been Tim Soutphommasane, who suggested that we could actually celebrate and be reflective on the 26th of January, which is why he supported keeping Australia Day on the 26th of January. I don't think it's that easy. I don't think we could combine something like Easter Sunday and Good Friday on the same day. I don't think it works. I think you've got to be either celebrating or being solemn.
You know, it's interesting about the 26th of January. In the last, I suppose, 10 years or so, we've seen it become a much more popular day of celebrating nationalism, I'd like to think. That's the way I've observed it. Whether that's a particularly healthy thing or not, I'm uncertain. But have you noticed a change in the last decade or so?
Well, I think that change goes back to the 1980s. I mean, it was only in the 1940s that Australia Day was the 26th of January was decided to be Australia Day as a public holiday. It was only in the 1990s that the states and the Commonwealth and territories all decided that the public holiday would be on the actual 26th of January. And it was during the 80s and 90s and 2000s that this whole air about Australia Day has evolved. It was something that was picked up by Hawke and certainly played hard with by Howard. I think as a country we've got a lot to be proud of. Things that we've done ourselves, our successful multiculturalism, the fact that we embrace diversity, how we've welcomed and absorbed successive ways of immigrants into this country, and that we have learned to enjoy living with diversity. And these come back to our fundamental Australian values of being easygoing and egalitarian people. Now, I think those are great things to celebrate, and, of course, all those other wonderful things that we've done as a country, for instance, like Medicare and what we're about to do with the National Disability Insurance Scheme. I think these are things that are worthy of celebration. I just don't think we should be doing it on the 26th of January. After all, there's 364 other days in the year to choose from.
Well, that's true. Do the images of overt patriotism that we see on Australia Day now, does that concern you at all?
I think people, Australians, have gone through this period of time when they've been a bit uncertain about how they should express their love and their pride of their country, which I certainly have a love and pride of my country. At the same time, there's always been this sort of nagging feeling about the 26th of January. I think for many people to say, well, it's the day when the disposition of Aboriginal people began, when, as Mick Dodson said, when the Indigenous world came crashing down. Now, I think that's the whispering in the heart of the Australian consciousness. I think Australians want to have a different history, and which we can't do. We can't change our history, but we can change our future. And we can do that by acknowledging the pain and anger about 26th of January, finding a different date, and a date that we can be all happy and proud of. And to do that, we can then move on as a nation.
Yeah, do you have any suggestions at all, Chris? Any dates come to mind?
Well, I think the obvious date is the 1st of January, which is the date of Federation, but most people then say, well, look, we've already got a holiday on New Year's Day and it's not such a great idea. I was on radio in Melbourne yesterday, and one of them, the commentator, suggested the Grand Final Day, which is all very well if you're an AFL supporter, which I am, or a Victorian.
Yeah, but that's a weekend. That's a Saturday, though, Chris. I mean, you're going to have another holiday. It'd have to be a holiday at the very least.
Yeah, quite correct. And what I actually suggested was to have an extended four-day weekend in October by choosing the Friday before Labor Day. But what I want to do is have a conversation with people about what is a good alternative date. There's been a lot of suggestions out there, and that's what people need to start thinking about. Once they start to think about an alternative date, this is a good space for this argument to be in.
Have you had a whisper to the Prime Minister about it at all?
I think this is something that we need to develop community discussion and community support for. That's the most important, to build the process from the ground up.
Yeah, well, all right, well, okay. I don't know what your chances are of getting this up, Chris, but it's certainly an interesting discussion to have with Australia Day looming, to look at the various nuances associated with the 26th of January. In the meantime, Chris, thank you so much for joining us on RN Summer Breakfast this morning and for giving us something to think about.
You're welcome, John.
Dr. Chris Burke, the Labor member of the ACT Legislative Assembly, joining us.